Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about the gospel of all. I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but as you look at society, it just seems like there is a culture that just has emerged of halfway. Like, not doing anything completely. Mm-hmm. You would almost say, like, you know, this culture today doesn't understand the word commitment. You know, it means I'll just give it a try, just enough. And they even bring this type of a mindset into their relationship with God. Mm-hmm. I mean, you actually hear it being shared, not even by people that don't know God. It's like, even the church at times has said, well, just give Jesus a try. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you today that you don't give Jesus a try. You don't try Jesus like you would try a diet. You don't try Jesus as you would try a new place to shop or, you know, to exercise. You don't try Jesus. You give everything for him. And there is an understanding, if you will, that there's no need, you mm-hmm. know, a partial commitment is okay because a partial commitment is better than no commitment. I mean, that's the kind of the lie and the idea. A partial, you know, hey, they're not all the way, but, you know, at least they are, you know. No, understand that that's not what Jesus ever said, and that there is a gospel of all. And God loves that word. As I was just kind of reading about, you know, some scriptures and kind of seeing it, really just kind of jumped out to me, but Matthew 16:16 says this. He said to them, go into all the world, not part of the world, but all the world, and to preach the good news to all creation. That kind of says a lot there, because the word all means everything, everyone, not leaving anything out or overlooked or incomplete. It means all. All, everything. And so Jesus said, go everywhere and tell everyone about him. And the thing is, you know, have we done that and are we doing that? And he loves the word. Think about it. Another scripture says, love the Lord God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind. Could it be that we have been trying to attempt to love God or to worship God with part of our heart? He says, love me with all. He gives us a strategy. It takes everything. He says, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, Jeremiah 29:13. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all of the tithe into the storehouse so that there will be blessing and enough food in my temple. All. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In Matthew, these are the words of Jesus. John the Baptist says, look at the Lamb of God who takes away all the sin of the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if Jesus just took partial sin. This list has these, the ones that he covered, but those don't fall under this provision. That sin right there, you're in trouble. No, Jesus came to take away all of the sin. That's right. That means anything that you even have done in your life, because you think that the lie of the enemy would be that, oh, see, Jesus will, but that thing right there, he won't forgive that. No, everything. Everything you could have thought, said, or done, Jesus has paid the price with his blood. It's amazing to me. And the thing about it is that God gives his all. He doesn't reserve anything back from us. He is 100% all in. He's in. And God is sold out for us, and the expectation is that we need to be sold out for him. We don't give him a try. We don't partially give it a wing. We say no. Everywhere in the gospel, it's a radical commitment to Jesus. You got to be willing to leave everything. Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to count the cost, because there's going to be a cost and there's going to be a price. You got to be willing to pay it all.
Right.
That's the type of allegiance. Who wants to listen when you when you preach that type of a gospel that requires everything? People rise up to that. But when you say that you can give Jesus a try, well, he'll always be there. And that's the idea that people have. Well, I can get with Jesus because he loves me, you know. He'll wait for me.
Mm-hmm.
But Bible says that God's spirit will not always contend with man, and a fool tomorrow is written in a fool's calendar. All you and I have, all we have, mm-hmm. is today.
That's right.
You may not have tomorrow. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to God the Father, because the Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing." He's given us everything that we need. And when I think about that, I go, my goodness, God, you are amazing. And there's mm-hmm. something about somebody who gives all. See, all recognizes all. There's something about who you are, your makeup, that you can recognize that in somebody else. An integrous person can recognize integrity. A person who works hard can understand and see a hard worker. They can see that. They don't have to talk about it. They know that. And Jesus is the same way. Because he gave all, he can recognize all. And then I think about the widow's offering. You know, Jesus is in this temple, the synagogue, and he's watching this unfold. You know, I love the Gospels. I encourage you, stay in the words of Jesus. It's amazing how there's a notion that, you know, when people first come to God, they say, hey, get in the Gospels, read the Scriptures, and there's an idea that, you know, once you become more mature in God, that you go into the epistles and the Paul's letters and Paul's writings, and, you know, you've outgrown the Gospels. And I want to tell you that Paul mostly wrote about the church, but Jesus wrote about the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the other rest of the New Testament, there's theology based upon what Jesus taught, what Jesus lived. There are amazing truths in what he said and what he lived by. And so Jesus is sitting in the temple, and he's watching all the rich people give out of their wealth. And they're bringing these large offerings, and he's watching. Understand that Jesus watched then, he's still watching today. He sees everything. He has that x-ray vision that sees right into your heart, you know? So he only not sees your actions, but he sees what you're doing in the midst of that. And then he sees this woman who comes up in the midst of everyone that's giving these large offerings and these large gifts. She comes up there with two copper pennies that are only worth a fraction of a penny. Not a penny, a fraction of a penny. Mm-hmm. And Jesus, in that moment, you can imagine he's hitting the other apostle disciples with his elbow. Look at this. Do you see this? And they go, what?
Missed it.
Hmm? What?
Not a clue.
And he says, look at, he's talking in church, you know. Look at this. Look at this. What? All recognized all, the all in him. He says, look, this woman gave all that she had to live on. All recognized all. And in that moment, he says, that's it.
She's committed.
That's it. She had everything she had to live on. Jesus marvels at that. When I look in the scriptures and I see that everywhere else we see Jesus seated at the throne of God. But when Stephen gets stoned in the book of Acts, Stephen sees dimly in the sky. He sees as he's getting pelted with stones and rocks in his head. That's one of the most brutal ways to die, which they still do in the Middle East. Mm. They stone people. You imagine being pelted in your head with rocks until you die and you're buried on the mountain of rocks?
Mm.
He looks up into the heavens and sees one who is standing by the throne. I mean, Jesus stands. He recognizes all. He stands for the martyr who's being persecuted. And he wants you to give him his whole heart. Jesus is calling us to lay down our lives for him. He requires everything. He says, anyone who's a father or mother or houses or everything for me, listen, your reward is not only great in this kingdom but in the one to come. I want to encourage you today to surrender all, to give everything you have. No partial commitments, no halfways. Don't try, Jesus. You give Jesus your heart 100%, and watch what God will do in your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.